As we start Perek Klal Gadol, this is a Klal Gadol that we have to know in Masechta Shabbos. This is a new section of the Masechta. Perek Klal Gadol is really its own world. It lists off, as we'll have in a couple of days, the Lamed Tes Malachis. Daf Ayin Gimel has the Mishnah, which is a good question why the Masechta did not start off with that Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, which we spoke about a number of weeks ago in terms of why the Torah started with, why the Masechta started with Hotza'ah. But now, before we get to the actual Malachis, we get into the background and discussions of general, the concept of Malacha. That's what the first couple of blot in this paragar, and then we get into the Malachis. Then we get back a little bit to Hotzah in the next couple of prakim, but then we get to the actual Malachis as well. But this parak is a crucial one in our Masechta. Okay, we start, by the way, hopefully Parshishi will be sometime today. Sometime today will be up. Bez Hashem, I hope. Okay. Klal Gadol Amar B'Shabbos. There's a great klal that is said in Masechta Shabbos. What's the great klal? Why is this? Why does it say klal gadol here? Is there a klal katan? We'll have to see the Gemara. So klal gadol amar b'Shabbos. There is a klal gadol though. Three halachas. Number one, kol hashocheach ikar Shabbos. If somebody forgets that there's a concept of Shabbos, there's shocheach ikar Shabbos. Did they know? Did they never know? We'll have to see in the Gemara. But right now, the person has no idea there's a concept called Shabbos. And va'asa malachas harbe b'shabbosos harbe, and they do many malachos on many shabbosos. They are quote unquote machalal Shabbos many times on many shabbosos. And ochay v'lachatas achas, one carbon. That's it, one carbon, because there's only one shogeg. As we know, for every mistake, for every shogeg, one is chay of a carbon chatas. But here, how many mistakes were there? One. I didn't know it was Shabbos. So that one mistake led to all the violations of all the Shabbosos and all the Malachos. So that's why one is only going to be Chayev, one carbon in this case. Again, Eino Chayev Ela Chatas Achas. That is number one. If you look in Rashi, Ashochech Iker Shabbos, Kesavar Ein Shabbos Batorah. They thought that Ein Shabbos Batorah, right, that somehow they didn't realize that there was a Shabbos. That is case number one. Number two, Hayodea Iker Shabbos va'asa. Even before that, how do we define the difference between a shogeg and, let's say, an ones? Shogeg, we usually say, "Oh, it's somehow your fault, or inadvertently, not really your fault, but not totally ones, unexpected." That's how the Rambam defines it. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos says in Perek Hey Halacha Vav. The case the Rambam discusses there is somebody who is with his wife at Shas Heter, totally mutter Tara time, and Rachman al-Islan, she is Pirsanita at that moment. Habal ishto shalom b'shas vesta, v'raz dam beis hatashvish, hare'elu peturin mikarben chatas. That is not called shogeg in that case. Whereas a time of Heter, and man and woman are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. No, that's not a chatas. Mipneishes zek ka'anusu ve'eno shogeg. That's an onis, not a shogeg. Why? What's the difference? Shahashogeg hayalo livdok uledaktik. You could have checked and figured it out if you really put your mind to it. Ve'ilu badak yafe yafe ve'diktik b'she'elos lo hayabali de shkaga. You wouldn't have come to shkaga. Right, like the classic case of Maseches Makis, of somebody using an axe, and the axe handle flies off as he's banging into the tree, and a fire goes to kill somebody, Rechman al-Islam. The guy goes to Gullus because that's a shogeg. So, that's a shogeg. Why? He should have checked the axe. He didn't mean to hurt anybody, but he should have. That's a shogeg. Ulefi shelo tarach v'drisha v'chakira, v'yakach yaset tzorek kapara. Aval zeh. But this case of the husband being with his wife, mahayo lasos. Hare tahora haisa v'shalom b'shas v'esba'al. Ein ze ela ones. That's the Rambam's chiluk between shogeg and ones. It depends how, if there was any way of control by the person. That's the language of the Rambam. If you look at the Sefer Hikarim, also weighs in on this issue, exactly what the definition of shogeg and ones. So he says, Lefisha seichel nitan ba'adam lios tamid einav adrach of shlo yechta. Hashem gave us seichel. To think, to use. Ulazen nikra shogeg chote v'tzara kapara. That is why if we didn't use our seichel completely as we could have, like the Rambam says, that's why we're called chote. The Torah uses the lashon of sinner by a case of chatas, a shogeg. V'chein tzarech sheyizar shel yita oso shum adam. V'yalkei nomar la'adam. That's why it says in Parshas Bereishis, ki shamata l'kol ishtecha. That's why I'm punishing you. God previously never had said there's a mitzvah to listen to one's wife. Right? But he's being punished because kishamata l'kol l'shtecha. Why? Because the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a seichel means he wants us to use it. And that's logical, right? There's a whole basis for sichli mitzvos. Ava bishlo nitztabish lo l'shmo l'kol l'shto. Vizibi mashe yo reshe lo yoil la'adam hisnatzlus lomar ploni garm lilachto. She in hisnatzlus alachet elaha ones ha'gomor. Only ones is the only excuse, but a logic also can be used. Right? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim about the punishments of those who lived in the earlier generations. Right? Why were the Dor HaMavo punished? Right? For a number of the Averis they did, fine, they were commanded to do. But some of the Averis they weren't commanded to do. Why is Cain punished? Did he have the Isra of Ritzicha? The Rishonim, the Radak, I think, and others discussed, why was Cain punished? Right? There was only one, at that time, was there Shvichas Damim yet? Maybe there was. Maybe there was. There were six mitzvos given to Adam. Noach gets the credit because he got the seventh one, of Avraham and Achai. But Adam got six. Maybe he got them already. But that is an important discussion, but it relates to this Sefer Hikarim. Once you have the idea that there is a seichel in us, so we have a chiyuv to use it. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the klal gadol is, if somebody forgets Iker Shabbos, they forget, right, Shochech Shehu Shabbos, and then he does many malachas, he's chayav one karbon. Case number two, Hayodea Iker Shabbos. If somebody knows the concept of Shabbos, I know about Shabbos, I just didn't know today was Shabbos. The Asa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe, and I did many malachas on many Shabbosos, chayav akal Shabbos v'Shabbos. I'm chayav on each Shabbos. Even if I did 14 different malachos on any given Shabbos, I'm chayav one karbon. Because again, there's one mistake per Shabbos. I didn't realize that today was Shabbos. So that is why I'm going to be chayav a karbon for each Shabbos. Says Rashi, what about if I didn't find out in between? So I have two Shabbosos. I didn't find out about Shabbos in between. So, what does the Mishnah sound like? I'm Chayev 2. Because it says, Chayev Akal Shabbos for Shabbos. But why am I Chayev 2? It's the same mistake. I didn't realize that this day of the week was Shabbos. We're going to talk about the Shabbat tomorrow's daf. Now, to today's daf, what if somebody is on a deserted island and he has no idea, you know, about the count? What should he do? So we'll get to a fascinating machlokas, whether he counts 1 and 6 or 6 and 1. That Beth Hashem we'll get to tomorrow. But today, asked Rashi, why is it that I'm chayiv on every single Shabbos? So says Rashi, because it's basically impossible that you didn't figure it out in between. That you didn't realize that there is one of these days of Shabbos. It doesn't say that you had the wrong day. It just says you didn't realize that today was Shabbos. There's going to be a day that's Shabbos. Right? You didn't focus on it. You didn't try to figure it out. But because it is possible and probable that you found out in between what day of the week it was, that's why each Shabbos is separate. That's what Rashi says on the second wide line in the middle. V'yafalpi shelo nodalo beintayim. Even if you didn't find out, v'helam echad hu, and even though it's one helam, that's a word that we're going to use a lot the next couple of days, one helam is one forgetting. It's one time period of forgetting. It's one helam. It's not like you knew in between and then you forgot again. One helam. Ha'alama means to disappear. It disappeared in my mind. So even though that's true, Amrinan yamim shebeintayim haben yediyah l'chalik. No, we say halachically that the days in between represent a yediyah, represent a knowledge, even if it's a fictional knowledge, it sounds like. L'chalik. She'i efshar. Because Rashi says it's not fictional. She'i efshar shalo shama beintayim she'oso hayam habishabbos. Right, it must be the guy's part of society, so it must be that he's in the world that he found out. But he didn't realize that he had forgotten earlier what the Shabbos was. And then he finds that in between, etc. Sounds like from Rashi that there's no way, it's on a practical level, there's no way that he didn't find out. No way. That is Rashi. Other Rishonim do not accept Rashi. Tosas right here. Tosas and the Ramban and others say no. Forget, even if he didn't find out at all. Even if we know for sure he didn't find out. It doesn't matter. Halachically, each Shabbos is defined as a separate shogeg. Right? Not just because that he might have found out. No, per se. That's the Tosas, towards the bottom of Tosas, like the last 10 lines of Tosas. He goes a parallel from Nida, and then he says, Hachanami Gabi Shabbos, Avo Bishavo Shama, Yume Heter Shebeitayim, Having Yedia Lechalik, the Xeris Akosavi, Shetehe Shmira Lechal Shabbos. Every Shabbos needs its own Shmira. If I wasn't Shomer, two Shabbosos, that's two separate issues. That's not one issue. Every Shabbos of our lives is a separate entity. Halachically and Ashkafically, it's an important point. And therefore, even if I don't know in between, I still bring separate Karbanos for each Shabbos. The Ramban echoes this idea. There are differences between Tosas and the Ramban, but I'll quote you the Ramban. Again, this is a huge topic in the Rishonim. But he says, V'li nira, the Yom Shemein Tayim Have Yediyah. It's considered lo sheshama she'oso ayom Shabbos haya v'lo shenizkar me'elav. No, not Dafke, if you knew about it. Ela shelo nasan libo ledavar klal. Avo me'acher shehu yodea ikar Shabbos. The fact that you know there is a concept of Shabbos. V'yodea sheyom shvi'i la'olam hu Shabbos. Ula acher shavua acher sheyodea shebekol yobosa shavua shuchol. You know there's a Shabbos and every 7 days. You know that. V'ilunasan daito lachshov vadayeda shayom Shabbos. And if you really thought about it a little bit, you'd figure it out. Ukisha'asa malacha b'shvi sha'avar Shabbos ha'isa. Alo v'ilunasan daito lachach have yediyah. So the Ramban echoing Tosis against Rashi. Rashi sounds like a much more practical level. It's got to be that you found out. But the other Rishonim say no. Even if you know for sure, it's nothing to do with practically finding out. It just has to do with the concept of Shabbos. Yamim mechalkin. Right, the days are mechalek, distinguished between entities in order to be mechayiv, separate karbanos. Okay, so mistake number one, case number one is, you have no idea that there's a concept called Shabbos. Case number two, you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know that today is Shabbos. So then again, you bring one karban for each Shabbos. Number two, number three now, last line, Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. I know there's Shabbos, I know that. Today is Shabbos. Shehu Shabbos. Ve'asa malachas harbeh v'shabbosos harbeh. And I do many malachas and many Shabbosos. Chayiv al kol av melacha u'malacha. I'm chayiv on each and every av melacha. Each malacha, that is the third case. So again, you go by malachas, because here you know that today is Shabbos. So if I do six malachas, I'm going to be chayiv six different karbanos, because that's six forgettings. Or six shogegs that I didn't even know that there was such a melacha. That is the halacha. Aye, so why don't we say, what if I do choresh this Shabbos and choresh next Shabbos? How many karbanos am I chayav? One. Why am I chayav one? It's a different Shabbos. So if Shabbosos are mechalik for themselves, so why aren't they mechalik for melachas too? If I do two different choreshes, so Rashi says, nope, you don't say that. The days are only mechalik for the concept of Shabbos, and what the day is, but it's not mechalik within malacha. That's what Rashi says on the fifth to last wide line on the bottom, towards the end. Ule inyan shigiga Shabbosu deikol ameimar yamim shibitam having yediyah lechalik. Avol inyan shigigas malachos lo amruhachi. We'll get to in the Gemara why that is, but that's Rashi points that out. It's an obvious question, and that is, why don't you separate the malachas? Two of every Shabbos? No, you don't do that. You're chayav on each av malacha u malacha. Is this the first time in the Masechta that we're having avos malachos? I don't remember, but Rashi points out that it's lav davka avos here. Toldos are also included. There is a misconception, some Rishonim point out, that toldos are drabanan. In Hilchos Shabbos, that's not true. Avos and Toldos are both de'oraisa. We're going to have on Daf Ayin what the source is for Avos and Toldos. We already had earlier in the Masechta what the source is for Malacha Shabbos. Right, the Lamentes Malachas. That's on Daf Memtes, on Mebez, that we had it in Bemet Tomnin, what we spoke about. Either you learn it out from Mishkan, whatever they did in the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Maybe they learn it out from the number of times it says the word Malacha in the Torah. And we talked then about, there are more, there's a few of them, last week's Parsha, right? Did everybody think about that? When they laid, Yosef came in, Lasos Malachto, right? That was a Suffolk one, what type of Malacha he was planning to do. Now, that was a Suffolk about how many... I'm sorry? That was really, that was Daf Memtes, we had it. So we have the concept of malacha that we learned that earlier, but the concept of 39 malachas, so that, Beis Hashem, we'll get to on Daf Ayin, as is going to come up. But, as we know, there aren't 39 malachos, actions that are asar on Shabbos, but there are 39 categories of malacha. Avos and toldos, both being de'oraisa. Both avos and toldos are de'oraisa, the only difference between them is halachas of karban. If I do an av and it's told, I'm only chayav one karban, as we'll see by Hashem soon. But that is Rashi's point on top also. Av malacha denakat lav lim'ute toldos, tehua din l'toldos. Right? It's not coming to be exclude toldos. Good. So every time that there is a malacha's done, I don't realize it's asr, I'm chayav for each and every malacha. Last line in the Mishnah. Ha'ose malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas. Eino chayev elachatas achas. If somebody does many malachos, me'ein malacha achas, that means within the same av. I do three, I plant a seed in the ground, and I water the seed in the ground, and I prune a tree. So those are an av, zoreya, putting a seed in the ground, and then two, toldos, or maybe a double av, we'll get to what zomer is, but that's three of the same malacha, zoreya. So I'm chayev one carbon. One carbon, chay eno chayiv elachatas achas. You're only chayiv one if you do an av and it's told up. There is an important line, it's important Rashi, in Maseches Baba Kama. Baba Kama, the base of an aleph, where this line comes up also, it's quoted there. You're chayiv one if you do an av and it's told up. What are you chayiv for? Rashi says there, you're chayiv for the av. You're chayiv for the av. I might have said if you do an av and it's told that you're chayiv one, you're chayiv for one carbon for both of them together. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says in Baba Kama, the base of an aleph, av mechayiv, al toldo lo mechayiv. You're chayiv for the av. Wow, that's a big chiddush, meaning the tolda gets totally absorbed and subsumed by the av if I did them in the same helam, if I did them in the same time period, and the tolda's wiped, it disappears. Disappears, and you're not chayiv a carbon for the tolda. You just have a carbon for the av, because the av totally redefines the actions that one did. The Achronim in the back of the Baba Kama, the Tiferet Shmuel and others discuss nafkaminas related to this. What if I brought a carbon, I forgot I did the av. I brought a carbon just for the tolda. I brought it to the guy that did it, I brought it to the base of English, did everything. So Tiferet Shmuel says, you'd have to bring another carbon. Because you didn't cover your main ikur chiyuv. If you bring a carbon just for the tolda, it's not good enough. You got to bring another one for the av, because the real carbon that you have to bring is for the av. If you bring it for the tolda, others say, what if you forget the other way? What if you bring it for the av and you forgot to include the tolda in your thoughts? That also, but again, you only bring it for one and not the other. So in the back of Baba Kama, they discuss that Rashi. Good. Back to the Gemara. Just one Dvar Hashkafa today. I don't have any beginning of Klal Gadol. We're talking about counting down days and days in between. I mentioned in another Shiurim, the Chassam Sofer's Ha'ara, where he says, isn't it fascinating that the Jew counts towards his day of rest? We count 6 days, and then we have our day of rest. And other nations have their day of rest first. Sunday comes first. And then they have other things, there's a Friday Shabbos. Right, Saturday. Right, so why is that? Just on, I always have to look at the world and get messages. Says the Chacham Sofer, you always build up to what you're excited about. You always save it. Right, I'll say if I get certain, different scoops of ice cream, the one I like the best, I save for last. You know, I wanna savor it, I wanna focus on it, I wanna build up to it. So, says the Chacham Sofer, do we work in order to have Shabbos Menucha, or do we have rest in order to make more money? Right, in order to then maybe just like, you know, have parties, right, whatever it is. So we use our Shabbos as the goal of our life, and we build up to it the entire week, and that's what we look forward to. Sunday is a day of, you know, getting more strength to be able to go back to work. Right, that's the rest beforehand. But that's how even on a Shkafic level it's looked at, as we build up to Shabbos. Good. Here we go. Says the Gemara, my time, a ton of Klal Gadol. Why does it say Klal Gadol? This is the major rule. Ilema mishim tekaboy lemisni od klal acher, ton of Klal Gadol. Is it because in the beginning of the next perek, we're going to have another klal? So that's a little klal. This is a big klal. Is that the contrast? This is a major klal that relates to every single malacha. So is that why it says it? V'gabi shvius nami, and also in Masecha Shvius, we also have Klal Gadol. We should have the Kabbalah Od Klal Acher, Tana Klal Gadol, because there too, we have a major Klal and we have a minor Klal. So is that why it's listed as that? But there's one context that doesn't work. V'gabi Meiser, Diktani Klal Acher, V'latani Klal Gadol. Mice, by Meiser, in the Meiseris, it also says Od Klal Acher, there's a major and a minor Klal, and it just says Klal. It doesn't say Klal Gadol there. So why by Shabbos and Shviyas does it say Klal Gadol, and by Meiser it doesn't? So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Avin, first try, Shabbos v'Shviyas de'ispehu avos v'toldos Tana Gadol. Shabbos and Shviyas have avos and toldos, major actions, avos and toldos, which are secondary. So there it says Gadol. Meiser, the less they avos v'toldos, lo Tana Klal Gadol. But Meiser, where there are no avos and toldos and Meiseris, right, there are different categories of food, as we'll get to soon, but Maisha does not have avos and toldos, so it doesn't say klal gadol there. Stop there for a moment, a couple of ha'aris to talk about. Number one, just on the page, Tosfos discusses, right here, v'im tomar, in the middle of Tosfos de'is, b'maiser ikanami avos v'toldos. Aren't there avos and toldos in Maisha too? Why, what kind of avos and toldos? D'mida oraisa dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Omidurabana Komili. Rashi and Tosfos is Shita all over Shas. They say this 10 times in Shas. What is their Shita? Shumas and Maisers da Oraisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos, are Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzhar. Only by grain and oil and grapes. Or right, olives and wine. Right, whatever the case is. That's it, Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzhar. That's Rashi and Tosfos is Shita. So ask Tosfos, Lushita so, that's Avos. And there are items that are chayiv d'rabanan, right? My yurakos, vegetables, or according to Rashi and Tosfos, all fruit besides tirosh v'yitzar are chayiv d'rabanan. So isn't that avos and toldos by meiser too? As Tosfos.
So in Shabbos and Shviyas,
answer. Well, Shviyas is going to be d'rabanan too, according to many. V'yesh lomar, as we'll see. V'yesh lomar says Tosfos d'lo shayich lahazkir avos v'toldos. Avos and toldos doesn't just mean like major and minor. No, that's not the rule, avos and toldos. No, it's used by in a certain way. De lo shayach lahazkir avos v'toldos b'mili de les be iser malacha. No, it's only used in the context of iser malacha. That's where avos and toldos are used. And that's why by Shabbos and Shviyas, they are used. Even though, as you just pointed out, Shabbos and Shviyas themselves aren't exactly the same. As we'll get to, toldos of Shviyas are d'rabanan. Only by Shabbos are avos and toldos daraisa. By Shviyas and Darabon, only avos and daraisa, as we'll see soon. But that is the important hour of Tosfos. What's the simple question on Tosfos? Well, the Chorim asked on Tosfos. Anybody learn the first daf from Baba Kama? We have avos and toldos outside of Isra Malacha. Where do we have it? Right? Our Babos the Zikin. Right? Shar Bar Mavet Ever. There's no Isra Malacha there. Right? Avos Hatuma. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Beis discusses. So there are avos and toldos outside of the world of Isra Malacha. That's what Tosfos is talking about. So two answers. Number one is the Chacham Shlomo, the Marshal in the back. The bottom of the Marsha says the Chacham Shlomo, V'teima, Hatzan Avos Negoyim, another one. Saras has avos and toldos. Right, those are both Daraisa. Avos and toldos of Negoyim. V'toldos, Avagav Delek Isra Malacha. Uvenir Be'ena Liyashev, Didafka beisur malacha shahav yoser nira la malacha meatoldos v'chein leinyan nezikin haav nira yoser la mazik meatolda. What Tosfos really means, says the Marshal, got to fit it into his words, is that avos and toldos only apply where there's logic to say why an av is an av and a tolda is only a tolda. Right, that's why you have avos and toldos. So like, a dead body is more tamei than somebody who touches a dead body. That's logical. And somebody touches a dead body is more tamei than somebody who touches it. So that makes sense that there's avos and toldos. Nezikin, says Tosfos, those categories of nezek are more direct, are more severe than the other ones listed, than the toldos of nezikin, which are listed later on Dav Dalid, which are more indirect. Indirect damages. And as we had Shabbos also, because Shabbos, as we'll see, the avos were in the Mishkan. Toldos were not. So there's a reason that we can figure out why avos make more sense to be avos than toldos. Masha enkein be'isur achila, but for maestros. Why should something be chayv and maestros and something not be chayv and maestros? Why is there a logic to say that other fruit, according to those, is not chayv? The meizet sad nires hazayis o agefen laav yosem eharimo no haesrog. Right, so that's why he says that's what Tosfos really means, and he ends off with vidok, right, and figure out exactly the rest of it. Either way, so that's what the Marshal suggests for Tosfos, even though it doesn't sound that way from Tosfos. Tosfos sounds like Isra Malacha. What Tosfos is, so he says what Tosfos really means is that in the context of Shabbos, Isra Malacha is logical to say that certain things are major and certain things are minor. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, Pnei Yeshua has a very important comment. Pnei Yeshua says, and this has to do with the definition of Avos and Toldos. The definition of Avos and Toldos is discussed both here and on Daf Ayin, where we'll get to, and Baba Kama Daf Beis. Those are the major places. In the Baba Kama Daf Beis, all the Rishonim, the Sheet of Kubetz is there, has pages of definitions of Avos and Toldos. Says the Pnei Yeshua right here. This has to be on that list. Nira Bekavanason. What's the Kavana of this Tosfos? Again, a big problem. There are Avos and Toldos outside of Shabbos too. Right, outside of Issa Malacha, by Tumah and by Nezikin. It says, V'nira b'kavanasan, mishun d'loshon avos v'toldos, mashmen v'echan mishnei drachim. Avos and toldos, one of two ways. Number one, v'haynu hecha, shaha toldos ba'in machmasa avos. A tolda is either something that flows from the av, it's literally a tolda, an offspring of the av, like by Tumah. By Tumah, the Tolda comes from the Av, right? It's transmitted. Or Beinya Shatoldos Loksivan Veloya Didanlu Elamisvara. The Dam Yala Avos, they're similar Mikomakom La Olam Yish Tsar Chashivus Ksas Ba Avos Yosemi Betoldos. Either it flows directly from it, or it's logically, like the Marshal said, logically it is less. Kigon avos nezikin to avos ksivi v'toldos lo ksivi. V'kagav to avos v'toldos demaris negoim v'chein be'isr shabbos. To avagav to toldos damin lo avos afilo achi yesh lo avos sar chasivos to avi b'mishkan. Mashen kein b'hanach to meiser shatoldos b'shar peros are drabanan. Why drabanan mishum gzeira? What does that have to do with the av? There's no connection between the Darabanans of Meiser and the Daraisas of Meiser. Tolda has to be connected to the Av in some way. A logical outgrowth, a logical lesser definition. Why is it lesser? Because it wasn't in the Mishkan, because it's not as severe, however you want to define it. Just because you add on something to an area of halacha doesn't mean that it's going to be called a Tolda. Right, the fact that Chumas and Maestras apply to Dagon Bereshvitz or Daraisa and other fruit to Rabbanah, what do the other fruit have to do with anything? They have nothing to do with the Daraisa fruit. They happen to be also included in Maestras as Xera Ba'alma. But it's not directly connected, so that's why it's not going to be a Tolda. It could be another category of Maestras, but says the Pnei Yeshua, a Tolda has to be directly connected somehow, either in logic or just transmission to the Av. Okay, so that's an important discussion of Tosfos and the Achronim on Tosfos. Okay, I guess we'll continue. There's more here, but we'll continue. Talking about the Avos and Toldos of a Shemitah. But we'll come back. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that the sheet of Tosfos also about Dag and Tirshvi Yitzhar. Ulubar Kaparad. So what did we just answer? The difference between Shabbos and Shvius versus Meiser is because Shabbos and Shvius have Avos and Toldos. Ulubar Kaparad, the Tani Klal Gadol b'Meiser. According to Bar Kaparad, though, he has the Klal Gadol. He has the Girsa of Klal Gadol by Meisers too. So my Avos, my Toldos, Ika. So you got to come up with a different answer then. So you have to find something similar with all three categories. So Elalav, Hainu Taima, this is what it must be. Each one, each halachic context is Gadol, is more severe than another halachic context. That's what it means, Klal Gadol. So here we go. Gadol onchol shel Shabbos yosem mishel Shvius. Shabbos is greater than Shvius in a certain way. The Yilu Shabbos isha bein betalos bein mechubar. The Yisurim of Shabbos apply to attached or detached items, right? Even if I have something detached, I'm not allowed to crush it. I'm not allowed to do other things with it, right? There's malachas that apply to to detached items as well. Yilu Shvius betalos shvius less of mechubrisa. But if something is detached before Shemitah, so then there's no malacha by it. So that's why Shabbos applies to more categories, it's more chamor. And next, the Gadol on Shoshal Shvius, Yosef Misha Meiser. And Shvius is more chamor than Meiser. Why? Dilu Shvius Isa, Bein B'machal Adam, Bein B'machal Behema. Kedushash Shvius applies even to items that grow that animals usually eat, animal consumption. Vilu Meiser, B'machal Adam, Isa, B'machal Behema Lesa. And Meiser only applies to items that are edible to a human and not to an animal. So that's why Gadol always means something more serious than another halachic context. So what about Bar Kapara? Well, the Bar Kapara, the Tani called Gadol b'Meiser, Gadol, what is that greater than? What is the Klal Gadol b'Meiser? Which category is that greater than? So Gadol, Ochel, Shel Meiser, Yoser, Michel, Peya. Meiser is more chomer than Peya. Right? Peya, the leaving the corner of my field. De'ilu, why? What's the chumra, de'ilu meiser isa b'te'ena v'yerek. Meiser applies to te'enos and yerek, at least according to Tosfos, you'd have to say, on a derabanan level, b'te'ena v'yerek, it applies to that. Rashi also says here, Rashi says the same thing, the right to talk to tears for Yitzhar, when it says here, te'ena v'yerek, Rashi says one word, midrabanan. Right, ve'ilu peya lesa b'tein of a yerek. Peya does not apply to figs and vegetables. Why? Ditzan. Because we know the five requirements for something to be chayv in peya. Right, five requirements. Fourth mishnah in peya. Ditzan. Klal omru b'peya. What is the klal about peya? Five things. Koshu ochel. It has to be edible to a person. Ochel. V'nishmar. It has to be guarded. We'll see. It can't be hefker. V'gidula minaris. It has to grow from the ground. We'll see what each of these are excluding. V'lekitaso ka'achas. And it has to be gathered at once. It can't have that different parts of the field get ripe at different times. V'lekitaso ka'achas. U'machniso lekiyim. And it could last in the ground for a couple of for a while. It doesn't spoil right away. So if you have all those five requirements about a fruit, chayv v'peya. So that's chayv v'peya. And meiser, as we'll see, only has three of these requirements. Not the two others. Therefore, you see, meiser is more chamor, because it applies to more items. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about it. Ochel, limute, sefiche, stis, fekotza. Ochel, peya only applies to ochel, excluding these types of dyes. Sefiche, stis, fekoa, which, kotza, which are there to use as a dye. Vinishmar, limute, hefker. There's no chiyuv by hefker. Something grows when it is hefker. V'gidula min ha'aretz has to grow from the ground. Lim ute kemenu pitrios. To exclude mushrooms. Mushrooms are considered not growing from the ground. They're considered growing from the air. So that's why we make a shahako on mushrooms. Right? We don't make adama. Because mushrooms could grow. I've told the story before that one time I was in a certain camp and those mushrooms were growing in our cabin. Right, and there's no dirt there, right? It's just how it grows from the air, grows from the moisture. It doesn't grow from earth, right? That's why you make a shahako on it. Kamenu pitrios, velikitaso kachas, and is gathered as one. Limute teina, that excludes figs, which are not gathered at once. Umachriso lakim limute yerek, and also the machriso lakim that it lasts in the ground, excluding vegetables. Vegetables don't last as long as other fruit can, according to the Gemara. So that's Peya. Peya has five requirements. Vilugabi Meiser Tanan, and the first mission in Meiser only has three of them. Klal Amruba Meiser, Kalshu, Ochel, Vadishpre, Vigidulum, and Aretz, Chayva Meiser. Just those three. Vilukitaso, Kachas, Machlis, Lakiyam, Motznan. The other two requirements are not there, so you see Meiser is more Chamer. So according to Bar Kapara, who has a Klal Gadol by Meiser, that would be in distinction to Peya. Good. Let's get back to the machlok, the shita of Rashi and Tosfos that we mentioned before, and you'll see why we have to talk about this today. And that is, so as we said, Rashi and Tosfos hold the only daraisa of Shumas and Maestros are Dogan Tirish v'Yitzar, and everything else is drabanan. So the Gemara is there a raya in the Gemara either way? So they put in that Tein and Yerek are Yerek is for sure drabanan. So say Tein's drabanan is not so bad either. But as we mentioned, the shita of the Rambam is not so. The Rambam holds that all fruit are d'oraisa. That's the Shita of Rambam in more than one place. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, at the beginning of Perek Beis, Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shegidulov Min Haaretz Chayv Truma. Any food of a person that is guarded that goes from the ground is Chayv Truma. Umitzvah Zaseh LaHafesh B'Menor Rishus LaKohen. Shnei Rishus Dagon Chavetz Yirosh Chavetz Yirosh Ma dogon tirosh v'yitzar ma chal adam v'gidula min haaretz. Just like dogon tirosh v'yitzar is human conception and it grows from the ground. V'yesh lo b'aylim shneimar digon cha av kol kayotze bahen chayiv b'truma v'chein b'maisras. That's the Rambam shita. Oranges, pears, big nafkamina. Right, that all of those are d'oraisa. Vegetables, the Rambam agrees is drabanan. That's halacha vav. Hayirakos afa pishin machal adam einachayev b'maisers elami divrayim. Shneamar fishin emar b'maiser tvuas zaracha tvua v'chayotze ba. Aval yirakos einon bechal tvua. V'chein yirali shehuah din b'truma. Shari neamar madagon chatiyosh kavitzurecha kol adom aleilu aval trumas hayarak midivrayim k'maiser. That's the shita of Rambam that all fruit are d'oraisa and vegetables are drabanan. Why do we have to talk about this today? Because there's a third shita, the Ravid shita. Today's the Ravid's yard site. The Ravid Shita, the Ravid has a middle approach. The Ravid in the, not on the Rambam, the Ravid in the Kasav Sham. The Rambam is a separate, the Ravid is a separate shaper called the Kasav Sham, where he has Hasagos on the Balamor. The Ravid and the Balamor were both Provençal, right, southern France, Rishonim, and they had many Vikuchim, many arguments, the Ravid and the Balamor. Harif arguments. There's a whole sefer. The Ravid quotes. Every paragraph starts off Kasav Sham. It says there in the Baal Amar dot dot dot, and I think he's wrong. Right. Every page is another one. So there's one, two. Sorry. There's two Kasav Shams on Maseches Chulin. The second one he quotes a third opinion, not like Rashi and Tosfos who say that only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar are Daraisa. Not like the Rambam that everything is Daraisa. The Ravid holds that. He holds like fundamentally like Rashi and Tosfos that the chiv of Trumas and Maisers is only Daraisa, is only by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. But if you do other fruit, it's recognized on a Daraisa level. There's a kiyum Daraisa by other fruit, even though there's no chiv Daraisa. That's the chiddush of the Ravid. You can do it, it's a voluntary, and if you do it, it's recognized Daraisa. V'chutz mizeh mizeh, afim nomar she'en chayovin min haTorah. Im kara aleihem shame, yesh aleihem kedushas truma min haTorah umidamaas kishel Torah. And there's right great meduma like a mishel Torah. Are you going to get mishel shemayim on this? That's a good question. But either way, it is has the status of the oraisa, even though you didn't have to do it. That's an important ravid to be aware of. And again, today's his yard site, so we're mekayim sifsosa dovavos mekaver. Okay, we continue now. Two dots, says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that what is the case, what is the first case? If you have no idea, if you forgot Iker Shabbos, you have one carbon. That's one mistake. Rav Shmuel, Dami Shavayu. Rav Shmuel both say, Masnisa, Medina, Shanishma, Lebein HaNachrim. The Gershon is Gai, Lebein HaNachrim. Rav Shmuel say, you know what case one is talking about? Well, we'll see. Well, the Gemara is going to relate it to the Mishnah. But our Mishnah, when it says that you forgot about Shabbos, you're chayav one, that's only about somebody who never knew about Shabbos. Somebody who never knew. Somebody who was called Tino Shanishba. Somebody who grew up amongst the Goyim, or Gershon Isgar amongst the Goyim, that's who we're talking about. Aval hikir l'basof shachach. But if you knew about Shabbos, but you just then just somehow forgot that there's something called Shabbos, chayav al Shabbos for Shabbos. Rav Shmuel, limit that first case. You're going to be chayav on each and every Shabbos. If you knew about Shabbos and then you forgot it. Tosfos asks, how could you have a Gershon Isgar that never knew about Shabbos? How could you have a Gershon Isgar that never knew about Shabbos? Tosfos is the bottom line. I know, it must be the Bezdin messed up. Be chiddush. Right, they told him about other mitzvahs, not about Shabbos. You know, it's a difficult line. I mean, you're not allowed to be Misgayer. I mean, if you're Misgayer, you're not a Ger. You need a Bezdin. Person can't be Misgayer without a Bezdin. Right, it's a big discussion. Can you have Geirus on Shabbos? But this is Tosfos. Tosfos says, the law hodiyu mitzvah Shabbos. They let him know other mitzvahs, not Shabbos. The Ramban. The hodiyu mixas mitzvahs acheros. The law hodiyu mitzvahs Shabbos. Or she'tov lo hodiyuhu. Interesting, 2 days in the Ramban. What's the first day? It doesn't use the lashon of ta'u. So 2 days in the Ramban, whether it's a mistake about not letting him know about Shabbos or not. You have to let him know some mitzvos. But that is a little difficult to know exactly what the case is. Either way, so that's Shitas Rav and Shmuel, that if somebody knew about Shabbos and forgot that it was chai for each Shabbos, Tanan, Hashachech, Igu Shabbos, what is the first case of the Mishnah? If you forgot about Shabbos, Lav Michal, Davile, Dimi, Akara, doesn't that mean that you knew about it, then you forgot, and it still says you only chai have one? Kashan, Rav, and Shmuel, Lo, Mai, Kol, Hashachech, Iker Shabbos, Taisa, Shachuach, Mimenu, Iker, Shal Shabbos. No, it was always forgotten from him. Aval, Hikir, Lebasov, Shachach, Mai, Chai, Vakar, Shabbos, Vashabbos. But what? If that's the case of the Mishnah, what would you say in the case of you knew, then you forgot, then you're chayav on each Shabbos? So why didn't it say that case in the Mishnah? Adatani, instead of saying in case number two, Hayodeya Iker Shabbos v'asam malachos harbi v'shabbos asharbi, chayav akalach Shabbos v'shabbos, instead of saying case number two, if you forgot today was Shabbos, you're chayav on each Shabbos, say it even bigger chiddush, listeni hiker ulubasov shachach. Say the other case. If you knew about Shabbos once, then you forgot. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're chayav on each Shabbos. The kol shekein ha. And surely the case that's listed in the Mishnah as case number two. They get even bigger chiddush. So the Gemara answers, reread it like that. My hayodeya ikar Shabbos. What does case number two mean? Mi shahaya yodeya ikar shal Shabbos v'shachacha. We change case number one. So now, right, once you try to force to change case number one, you change case number two. So Gemara says, one second, avoloshach chamai, but if you didn't forget it, but you just forgot every single Shabbos, chayav akol malachu malacha, now we're going to bump up what we thought case number two was to case number three? So same kind of question. So then instead of saying case number three, that you know today is Shabbos, you just didn't know these malachas were asur, you're chai for each malacha, so listen, hayodea ikar Shabbos akol shekinah. But now say the case that we, the new case that we're including in the case number three, and that is that you forgot today was Shabbos. But you know about Shabbos. So now we're saying you're going to be chai for each malacha in that case? So the Gemara says, you're right, okay. We can't keep changing cases. Go back to our original understanding. The Mishnah case number one is a case where you were makir, you knew about Shabbos, then you forgot. And Rav Shmuel agree to that you'd only be chayav one if you don't know. They're just adding that even in the case of Tinuk Chenishpa, you're chayav a karbon. They're not saying only. But v'hachi yidma Rav Shmuel, to Amri Travayu, afilu Tinuk Chenishpa ben anachrim, v'gersh eskaila ben anachrim, kehikir l'basav shachak tami v'chayiv. Rav Shmuel aren't saying that's the only case that you're chayav a karbon, but even, what do you mean even? Because there's a shita out there that says otherwise. Which shita is that? As follows. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, to Amri Travayu, daf kehikir l'basav shachak. You're only chayav a karbon chatos if you knew about Shabbos once in your life and then you forgot. Avotino Shinishma ben Anachrim. The Gershon is Gala ben Anachrim. Patur. If you never heard of Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayav Achatos. Not going to be Chayav Achatos. You're going to be Patur. Because that is, Rashi says, to Kasav Rabbi Yaakov Shlakish, Omer Mutter Anusu Velosh Gagahi. Crucial line in Rashi. Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter is considered ones regarding Hilchos Shabbos. This is Rashi. Tosas makes the Ha'ara. We don't say this by every area of Halacha, that Omer Mutter is Anus. Tosas says right here, if you look in the Makas, in the second Perek, it seems like there's a special limud by murder. By Omer Mutter, do you go to Gullus? And if somebody, I thought it was Mutter to kill people. Right, I thought it was meant to kill people. Do you go to Gullus there? The Gemara says, Gemara discusses their Omer Mutter in the context of Gullus, and it's based on a pasuk. It excludes it. Omer Mutter does not go to Gullus. So Tosas there says, you see, it's based on a pasuk. Lav dafka kamer honest to bechol mako mechayvinle elagabi Gullus dafka mimait rava Omer Mutter mishum tetuva bishkaga ksevasa bechulu. So Tosas already makes the hara that Omer Mutter is not honest when it comes to every area of halacha. So the areas to look at are right here Shabbos, over there Makas Ritzicha, and then there's one more. Znus. We've mentioned this before. What if somebody's mezana and says, oh, I thought Judaism believes in open marriages. I didn't realize that znus was asur. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha in that case? So we're not going to put the person to death, right? Is that because they say that? But says the Maharik. Maharik is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. She is asur labayla. She's asur labayla, even though she says, I thought it was mutter. Asur labayla. Why? Because the mechayiv of asur labayla, says the Maharik, is the maisa mered, the rebellious act against her husband. And this is a rebellious act. You want to say it's Omer Mutter? You didn't think halacha had anything to say about it? Fine. But it is considered a rebellious act, and therefore it is, she's asur labayla. Laniyaz daiti nira, this is Kuf Samach Zayin in the Maharik. Nira de'en lazu din shogeges lahatir labayla. Dekivat she miskavenes limo mal b'isha, umizane tachtav, dehaloksev ish ishki sista ishto mal amal b'ashem. The lishtama dafka b'machavenes l'isor. El amala bo ma'al. Right, it's about him. And that's why this is the same Maharik that we've discussed in other contexts, where the Maharik talks about why Esther Hamalka became Naseris to Mordechai. Kasher avadati, avadati. The Gemara in Megillah said that when she went to Achashverosh willingly, she really wants to be with that animal. She was going to save the Jewish people. Right? No, by definition. Right? It was a willing act, even though it was an ones circumstance. And that's enough to be Naseris al-Baila, tragically. But that same tshuva, in the ends, where the Maharik discusses that, and Yael, right, discusses the different cases, not to get into now. But that is the Maharik, Omer Mutter. Where else do you see this? Just one other example, which came up in Mitzvah Shir a couple of days ago. And that is, the Rambam in two places holds, the Gemara says, in one place, Pitui Ktana Onesu. somebody is mizani, mefate, with a ketana. Again, imagine in the days of old when people got married also much younger, right? In the days of even, 150 years ago, I was just reading something recently, the Binyan Shlomo writes about his brother, Rabbi Tzalmi Vilni, was married at 12, 13 years old. Right, 1800s, right, not so long ago. So ketana, what if somebody is mefate, seduces a ketana? A ketana acts willingly, and the ketana is married based on a marriage that her father accepted. So she's an eishes ish. So the Gemara says she's not put to death. Pitri ketana onesu. But you know what the Rambam says? She's neseras al baila. Even though she's a ketana, pitri ketana onesu, the Gemara says. The Rambam paskins at two places. One of them is in Hilchas Sota, Beis Dalid, ketana sheisi avia, imzinas birtzona neesra al baila. Why? Because there's different definitions. Isula baila is a much more flexible result than a specific maisa aveira that's going to be mechaya misa. I'm not going to put a ketana to death. The Ravid can't fathom it. Oh, the Ravid again. What is the Rambam talking about? And how do you give hasra? Either way, but that's another example. This Ma'arik and the Rambam, in terms of Isra Labayla, not being exactly the same as the Maisa. Okay, let's just do a little more. Meisvei. So we have Machlokes Amoraim. If somebody never heard about Shabbos, never heard about it, so do they have to bring a carbon chatas or not? Or is that called ones? So meisvei klal gadol amar b'shabbos. Kol shochech ikur shabbos. Adam alachos abishabbos asharbe. Eino chayev ala achas keitzad. Says the Braisa. Tinoch shenishma b'labein hanachrim. The ger shenishkayev b'in hanachrim. Fasam alachos harbe b'shabbos asharbe. Eino chayev ala chatas achas. There it is, explicitly. If you never knew about it, you're chayev chatas. Right, so it's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The chayiv, but the Braisa first adds in more, which we'll talk about tomorrow as well when the Gemara goes into it. The chayiv al hadam achas v'al achelav achas. If you violate the isra of dam many times, only one carbon. And chelav, non-kosher fat, v'al avodah zara achas. Also avodah zara. The chiddush might be even different types of avodah zara. You only chayiv one. Umunbaz poter. Munbaz says, nope, never knew about it, you're potter. The kachay Munbaz don, the fair Rabbi Akiva. This is what Munbaz said to Rabbi Akiva. Ho, elu mezid kari chote, vishogi kari chote. Since mezid in the Torah is called a chote, and shogig also, ma mezid shayselo yediyah, av shogig shayselo yediyah, Munbaz said, you only bring a carbon if you ever knew about it. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, harini mosav advarecha. Rabbi Akiva says to him, using your logic, you could say something totally illogical. Imah mezid shaisa hayadiyah b'shas maisa. Well, if you're going to compare shogig and mezid, by mezid he knew about it when he did the avera. Ah, shogig shaisa lo yadiyah b'shas maisa. So, what about shogig? So, you're going to tell me that you need to know about it? That wouldn't be a shogig. And Munbaz says something which we have no idea what it means. We'll have to wait till tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem. Oh, by the way, you're right, says Munbaz. Yes, you have to know about it when you do it. The kol shekein shehosafta. So, thank you for adding on to my words. What are you talking about? If you know about it when you do it, that's amazing, not a shogeg. And a brisa. So what's the conversation? So we'll have to see Bezhem tomorrow. But Tani Mia, but at the beginning of the brisa, said Kate said Tino. It brought the case of somebody who never knew is chayiv a carbon. So Bishop the Mala Rav Shmuel Nicha. Rav Shmuel makes sense, because even somebody who never knew is chayiv El Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kasha. But according to them, it's a question, right? Because they're it's against this brisa. So Amri Lecha Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Lo Mi Ika Munbaz De Patar. Hey, isn't there another sheet in the brisa called Munbaz Anan Di Amrina Kamunbaz? When we said it, we held like Munbaz, and therefore, what are you jumping on me for? Period. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz. What's the svara? We'll get to more Munbaz Rabbi Akiva tomorrow. But misvara, why should somebody who never knew about Shabbos be chayav a karban? So it's a beautiful chasam sofa right here on our Gemara. Is the focus of a karban a punishment? Is a karban more punishment, more onesh? Right. So then Munbaz is right, right? Because they never knew about it. What kind of onesh? You can't say it's an onesh. While Rabbi Akiva says no, the karban has kapara elements. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, but you still quote unquote violated Shabbos, didn't keep Shabbos, and therefore you chayav a kapara. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's the lumdus, the svara between Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva. How much is it a kapara? How much is it an onesh? An afkamina is, if you never knew about it, where obviously you can't be faulted. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll talk more about Tinok Shenishbaz Bezhem tomorrow, and we'll talk about the guy on the deserted island and a couple of other issues as well as we continue. Okay, we'll stop here.